You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Hello, it is Wednesday, January 31, the last day of the first month of this year is already here. 11 more months to come. Groundhog Day is on Friday. Can you feel the excitement in the air? That's what I thought. Shea Flynn's coming up. Well, there's a shot of a beach. Doesn't that look good? North Carolina. Yeah, man. Oh, well. Today should be 60 and nice. Tomorrow, 55, and then the bottom drops out Friday. High of 38 and moisture of some kind coming in Friday and a chilly weekend. Next week, highs mid-40s, lows 20s. So it's still winter, and that's all you can – you really can't do much about it, can you? The dumbasses of the day include, well, a number of things I have located. Where did I put them? That'd be good to have. Oh, they're right here. This is from British Columbia. A gentleman named Kane Blake has put his house on the market, despite saying he and his family love their home and most parts of their neighborhood. They've been there for the past 5 years. The one aspect that they don't like pretty obvious. There's a sign on their front lawn that says for sale. And in front of that, a sign that reads, neighbor is an a-hole. And the word A is spelled out all the way. His neighbor apparently is a real jerk who sends police and all kind of people to his house all the time for idiotic reasons, and they've had enough. So they plan to move. They have some buyers already looking at the property, and the neighbor is an a-hole, and they want to move, so it must be pretty severe. They don't just have this guy's ass kicked or kill him and just stay where they are. But that would be illegal, I guess.
Right, unless this is all an elaborate cover.
Yeah, you know, you never can tell.
Yeah. A Norwegian air flight was going from Oslo to Munich, had on board 85 plumbers. It had to return to Oslo mid-flight on Saturday because of a mechanical issue. That issue was a faulty airplane toilet on a plane carrying 85 plumbers going to PlumberCon or whatever.
Well, yeah, PlumberCon was going on out in Las Vegas.
The plumbers volunteered to fix the restroom, but the work was something that had to be done on the outside of the plane, and they weren't about to send a plumber out there at 30,000 feet, so that's why they had to land.
85 plumbers. There's a joke there somewhere. How many plumbers? Well, 85 couldn't fix it, so they just left it alone. Facebook back in the news, and this is a good thing to see that people are paying attention. Hopefully the people that are in charge of Facebook are paying attention at the faulty things that are causing issues, problems, and they are trying, they say, to fix some of these problems. The fake news thing is an issue everywhere. Fake news has become attached to President Trump, but I think it is truly a real thing. It depends upon how you look at it, how it's positioned, how it is used on TV news or on websites. But fake news can cover a wide array of topics and of, you know, just these various instances. One of them, Facebook did in fact cop to the that they were printing things that weren't true in exchange for money. They were ads. And anything you see on these news sites that are about politics, usually in the fine print, it says advertisement. And that kind of crap needs to stop. Facebook, under great pressure to clear the site of all this fake news stuff, which they're making a fortune on, and they are trying their best, they say, to get it off. They recently began to ID the Russian sources of non-factual stories. These stories were placed on Facebook, the entire campaign, and paid for. And people look at them and go, yeah, hell yeah, and they don't get that it's an ad. It's not news, hence the phrase fake news. On Monday night, Facebook put out a bulletin telling their users who follow pages created by Russian trolls that those pages have been removed. You would think that would be met with applause and it's about time and yay, way to go. Here's what happened instead. Some of those users expressed their gratitude to Facebook by calling it censorship and threatening to leave the site.
Of course.
Therein lies the entire problem with Facebook, is that some of these people are so unreasonable and out of touch and ignorant and ill-informed and mean-spirited that when they know that something is fake and it's taken off because it's fake, it pisses them off because of their rights and its censorship.
How dare you remove this thing that was completely fake but made me feel good.
Exactly right. And that just, in a nutshell, emphasizes some of the problems that Facebook has. You just can't take everybody who's stupid off of Facebook. It would be a mighty task. But that's why a lot of people have gotten off of this thing. There are those who are addicted to it. I think that they must be incredibly insecure and lonely people. But that story is very, very, very telling. This is not a dumbass necessarily, but it is an interesting story to share. In this country and in this city particularly, where we hear about education and the problems therein and how the fake grades and all that stuff, and that audit is underway still, and how these children can't read at a third grade level and how they have trouble on and on and on and on and on. And we know how this stuff goes. In other countries, they teach various skills. I think that in this country, we've gotten a little bit more in line with what kids need to know to be adults, to sustain themselves as adults, like writing a check. And how to, balance their checkbook and how to do this, that, and the other when they grow up. But reading and writing is also, it turns out, really helpful. But the process of thinking things through and problem solving, I don't think is addressed that much. This story comes from China's Xinjiang district of Nanchang. I don't know where that is. It's in China someplace. Some fifth grade kids there. What's fifth grade? What are you, about 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They put this question on a math exam for these children, 11 and 12-year-olds. Some gave their best guesses. One student impressively wrote, here's the question that they put on there. If a ship had 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain?
Purple.
Some gave their best guesses. One wrote the captain is at least 18 because he has to be there, be an adult to drive the ship.
Clever.
Says the BBC. One more kid wrote that the number of the sheep and goats is irrelevant to the captain's age.
Good.
A third simply wrote, I can't solve this. Go screw yourself. people on social media site Weibo, which I guess is the China site, where the question was shared, decided the same, that it just was unsolvable, though one user came up with what might be the correct answer. Now, stay with me here. The weight of the cargo, one young man discerned, is about 17,000 pounds. The user notes that boaters in China are required to possess a license for at least 5 years before carrying a certain weight on their ship of this cargo. So he wrote, the minimum age for getting a boat's license is 23, so he's at least 28. So after all of this, the education department at this school came back and said they did not really expect these kids to come up with that kind of an answer or any answer, because there's not really an answer to the question. Some surveys show that these primary school kids in our country lack a sense of critical awareness in regard to math. So the question was intended to examine that awareness and if they can think independently or not.
Okay.
Or if they just give up like this one kid did and said, go screw yourself, there is no answer. So the entire point was to see if they would sit there and think it through and realize there was no answer, or at least take a stab at it. But it's an attempt to teach them how to think under pressure in a critical, you know, spot that may not have an obvious answer.
Right, instead of just here's the numbers, do the number thing.
Right, so that's what China does. And we're trying to teach kids how to read here when they're 15. So there's quite a difference in the process.
So the commies got us beat right there.
They got us by the short hairs on that deal. But I just love the kid that went, I can't solve this, eat one.
That was funny.
So there you go. There are some more dumbasses I'm sure we can get into. This, you know, I have, it's kind of a mixed bag of thoughts and emotions on people that have to have dogs with them for various reasons. What do they call them?
Comfort animals.
Well, I mean, if you're blind,
service dogs.
Oh, that's
and there are those that there are various trains of thought on this. Some of them are likely legitimate, valid, and helpful. If you're blind, if you're ill, there's no question. I was in a Chick-fil-A. This was sometime last year. And not to judge this young lady at all, but she was there, and Chick-fil-A, as always, is full of people. It was lunchtime, and she had a dog with her, and she looked like a normal person. I didn't really spend too much time assessing her looks or what she was doing, but she had this dog, and he was wearing a little sweater with the service dog, and
right.
I thought, well, what's wrong with her? And so somebody with no filter said, what's up with the dog? Which was pretty, kind and gentle. And she responded, I have anxiety issues. And my first thought was, honey, we all have anxiety issues. But her response was a bit curt. And I thought, if everybody with anxiety issues or depression had to have a service dog to calm them, there'd be a lot of dog poop everywhere. And dogs. And I just wonder who the decider is on, yes, you need this animal to keep you calm. I don't know about this at all because I'm not a doctor or a shrink. But I think it really is an arbitrary, and it I guess goes from case to case, they're all different.
It kind of does, and the doctor is supposed to be the final arbiter, decider on.
He writes the script on getting a dog.
But the thing is, if that's the case, you're supposed to have a dog who is trained to do certain things, like not poop in the middle of Chick-fil-A or anything.
Right, but this dog is not going to whisper in her ear to calm down. Everything's cool.
Right, I get that. But
get a teddy bear.
What a problem is coming up is that you can buy fake service animal vest over the internet. And people are doing that and just putting it on their dog that they have anyway, and saying he's my comfort animal.
Yeah, being a skeptic, my first thought was, please. But then I thought, who am I to judge what kind of issues that she has?
Right.
It's none of my business.
Because it may not be obvious.
Right. Her reaction to the question was one of annoyance. Like, how dare you suggest that I don't have anxiety? Well, everybody has anxiety. But you wonder, like what you just said, if you can pop on the, somewhere on Etsy and buy you a vest for your critter. I do notice that people are pretty carefree with their dogs, and they walk into Lowe's with their dogs and walk into Kroger. It's like, really? But anyway, this lady tried to get on an airplane coming out of Newark, a pretty busy airport. She was stopped at the gate because she had her service animal. Wasn't a dog. It was a peacock.
Okay.
And that dog won't hunt. They said, sorry, hon, you're going to have to do something else because we can't put this bird on a plane. Peacocks are they're just beautiful animals, but they're meaner than a junkyard dog, and they are in fact used in some cases as guard dogs because they're meaner than heck.
Didn't Hunter S. Thompson have some of those?
He certainly did. A hunter had four or five peacocks that roamed Woody Creek and his home there, and they would attack you and eat your throat out, which is pretty cool. But anyway.
I'm anxious to know who is the person that asked her about her dog. Was it a customer? Was it a
yes.
kid?
No, it was just some random chick. She was some lady who just felt compelled to ask her, what's up with the dog in a less than diplomatic way.
Yeah.
And not that she was offended, but it's, why are you in Chick-fil-A? And this was a retriever of some kind. And a very calm dog, very sweet, and she stayed right by this girl. And, maybe she had some bad trauma. Perhaps she really did have this issue. But maybe you should use the drive-thru. And I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm just trying to see both sides of this and who really needs this and who is using it as an excuse for something else.
And who might be faking it. I just did a quick service dog vest check on Google.
What do they cost?
Under shopping, you can get a quick ship service dog vest with free patches and 5 free info cards for $20.
Oh my god!
Okay, will you check the sizes? My little Dino is 8 pounds.
Yeah,
Get him one. And my lab is about 85 pounds. Get him one, and I'll bring him up here tomorrow, and everywhere that I go.
Okay.
Because I'm anxious. I'm really anxious. Those dogs would make me more anxious than having them at home. So you can go on there and buy a fake thing.
Right.
There you go. Life is perfect. That's just unbelievable. Get you a Sleep Number bed. It will make you less anxious. We have one at our house. We like it. It's very comfortable. My number's 100. The wife's on 75. The bed is full of service dogs and service cats, oddly enough. They don't wear any kind of vest or anything because, well, they aren't anxious, and neither are we, because the bed is just that comfortable. You can change the setting as you wish, and some of the new beds even change it for you during the night as you sleep. It will adjust to your movement and alter the number so you're comfortable. They even can change it so if you snore, it'll raise your head up, and that's pretty cool. The beds begin as low as $899.99, and right now during the sale, which is over on February the 4th. You can get some money off some of their pillows, perhaps, in honor of the Super Bowl Sunday. You take some money off of your purchase over $100, $52 a discount, which you can get the coupon online at sleepnumber.com/big game, and take this money off of any purchase over $100, $52 off. The items at Sleep Number. There are 3 stores, Wolf Chase, Saddle Creek, and in South Haven. Visit them today, and you'll find you a good bed that you'll keep for a long time and not need to replace every couple of years. A break, and we'll come back. There's some entertainment news and some new. There's some more remakes of bad TV shows and bad ideas and other stuff like that we'll get to shortly. And Shay Flynn will join us at about 8, and we'll see. We'll get some thoughts on the early the race for governor in this state is taking shape a little bit. And locally, we have the first billboards up. So the process has begun. We'll get into that a little bit with Shay.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
If you have a want to say in how this is done and think that it's time for a change and time to engage in your community, well, the time is now, and we've been preaching that for a long time. Some listen, some don't, some dismiss, some don't care. But I believe that more than ever, people are paying attention to this, and there may be some big, big changes coming in the federal government and the Senate and locally. Who knows? It seems to be pretty wide open. And what are the issues at hand for the county mayor? What are they? Let's find out, and we will, from various folks who are running for the office. We're going to get a list of those who are running. I guess the time to declare has not passed, but We want to know who's running and why, and we're going to do our best to find out and pass that information along to you as this gets ever closer. Discussions about service dogs apparently have touched a nerve. What do we have from the wonderful audience?
The email really opened up on this. Ashley says, I have a dog for diabetes alert and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
So both two good reasons you would have one that wouldn't be immediately obvious just for looking at someone.
But two very, very different maladies.
Right.
Diabetes is one thing that would alert you, I guess, to your blood sugar.
Right.
PTSD is something completely different. So is the dog taught to sense both of those things and be calming? I don't understand that one, but okay.
Probably so. It says emotional support animals are possibly, but they can't by law ask. Robert says, my girlfriend has extreme anxiety, doesn't have a service animal, but in the situation where she's having an anxiety attack or about to have a complete breakdown, having a cat or a dog or something to pet and focus on can completely turn her around.
Well, I guess that this is something that those of us that, there was a time I had a panic attack a long time ago, and I thought I was dying. It's a really, really bad feeling. Now, people have that stuff on occasion in your life. Something just all comes together, and it's either chemical or it's emotional, and your left arm goes numb, your heart rate goes up, you sweat, and think, God, I'm dying. And it passes, and you're okay. Some people stay nervous all the time. That's why there's medication out the wazoo. And half the world is on something to calm down. But I don't know how they diagnose the anxiety being so severe that an animal will control it. That to me is a little ambiguous.
This one from Kel says, I work in a very busy doctor's office and we see service dogs. And with so many patients, the service dog thing is out of control. Like you said, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not.
Yeah, that's the part that that's the basic question is, when is the need, that important? When is this really, really have results? And how do you gauge those results? I mean, if just the presence of the animal is the point, maybe that helps, but I don't know. It seems to be one of these medical or mental issues that could be debated about 80 different ways.
This one from Jeff says, as a father of a daughter with a service dog, people with fake service dogs make things hard for those who do need them. With that being said, the way the laws are written, you cannot ask someone why they need a service dog. Hmm. People with service dogs have every right to be where the general public are allowed, according to the ADA. And also, some people do have crippling anxiety. Think PTSD veterans. Some of these guys can't go anywhere because their issues are so severe, and the service these dogs provide allow them to lead a normal life, says Jeff.
Well, okay, that makes sense. But doesn't it beg the question, if you are so paralyzed by anxiety, why are you going into a fast food restaurant that is packed to the rafters? Why not drive through the window thing and avoid all the people and the anxiety? Or do voices in little boxes make you nervous? I don't know. There's just so many questions that, are offshoots of the issue. If you're anxious, then stay in the car. But you have your dog, so it's cool to go inside.
This one from Bailey says, the service dog discussion, you can also register your dog as an emotional support dog. It's an easy process that costs about $200. I had a friend do it because her lease agreement changed and she wasn't going to be able to keep her dog, so she did this process in spite of it to keep him. There's always some kind of loophole, says Bailey. And there was another one down here on that same sort of discussion. This one from Mark says, I don't respond well to medication, so a service dog would be the best thing I could think of, but I wouldn't take it everywhere. What doctor is saying this? I'll try anything at this point. So check your doctor, I guess, Mark.
Well, there are a number of medications that help anxiety and help depression, and there had never been more prescribed, I wouldn't think, than at this time in our lives. Everybody is anxious about something and depressed or worried, and this time of year it gets worse for people and they need some help sometimes. What if the dog's anxious too? But how would you know?
Well, that's the difference between, I guess, a train service dog mm-hmm. and your dog that you get registered.
Yeah, I guess they're just pretty calm by the training that they get. I don't know.
John says, I don't know much about Chick-fil-A, but Lowe's is a dog-friendly store. Many yeah. pet owners bring their dogs there just to socialize them with other people, says John.
Huh, okay.
So lots of that out there.
Yeah, it certainly isn't up to us to decide who needs one and why. But as someone suggests, I think like everything else, people abuse the privilege sometime, and those that need it should be should be allowed to have it if it does in fact help them. So it's not our business to tell you what to do, but people take advantage of a lot of stuff, and that's we just learned that by going online to see that anybody can buy a little vest for their critter that says
service dog.
What if I wanted to have a, ferret on a leash? Would that be okay to calm me down?
According to the ways the laws are written as I understand them, yeah.
How about like a cougar?
I suppose so.
Or or a small coyote who I could train to attack people.
You need a skunk.
Skunks would be cute if they were fragrancized.
But that's the point. It would keep everybody away from your ass.
That just spurred a thought on the Netflix, which is a lifesaver. If you, there are so many things on there. And I finally, after all the years, Jerry Seinfeld's little series, Comedians in Cars Having Coffee. I never watched it, never had but I did. And when I had this damn flu 2 weeks ago, I watched every one of them in about 2 days. And it shows you a different side of him. I was always a fan, but not, rabid. And the show was okay. I got but to see him in these real life settings, he's extremely smart and cynical. My God. And does not really like people at all and enjoys staying away from them as best as he possibly can. And he was telling one of his friends, I can't recall who this guy was, but he said that as a baby, the first words he said were not mama, were not daddy. The first thing he ever said was, leave me alone. Love him. So that was that. Those things are all about 20 minutes long, and they'll make you laugh and make you feel better. So watch them. The entertainment news as it is. Here's one more outfit. Some of the activist groups, of which they're, oh my God, from A to Z, they're something for everybody. Some of them do good help. They are well-intentioned, and they accomplish things. Some of them are a bunch of busybodies who want to shut up and go away and let people do their own parenting, which is the topic of this one, and mind their own business. Justin Timberlake is doing the halftime show, and whoever these people are, the Parents Television Council, I don't like them just based on that concept alone, that they're trying to be the arbiters of what is okay and what's not okay for your kids to see. Mind your own business. Parents can usually, in most cases, they're paying attention, I hope, to what their kids, or their kids are playing with their iPad and not even watching TV. But the Parents Council has felt compelled to make a public statement, a press release, urging Justin Timberlake to keep his halftime show, quote, safe for the children watching. Why don't you go screw yourself and mind your own business? The Watchdog group is referring to Timberlake's involvement in the Janet Jackson issue that was 15 years ago, at least, and was a non-issue then that was, I have never in my history of broadcasting that goes back to the 30s seen a reaction of anything on television, radio, or anything else that caused such a meltdown among this industry as that moment in time. And so what are they afraid of? that Justin may show us his boobs. But they, to get some attention, which they just did, ding, ding, success, the Parents Council is asking Justin to please keep it safe for the children. Timberlake, I guess, because he's trying to be PC and nice, said it won't happen this time. He's not going to pull off someone's top and show not nipple. That whole thing was a scam and a joke, and nobody paid attention. They were looking for a reason to bitch and raise hell, and they found it. So that's coming up. I think he has some surprise guests coming up on this deal. I got no idea, but it'll be on the TV at the halftime of the game. I believe he gets 12 minutes to do his thing, and then they get back to the ball game. There's a new thing coming out, the John Mellencamp film called Plain Spoken, from a theater in Chicago. It'll be on Netflix beginning tomorrow. John narrates the film, which captures he and his band as they perform at this theater in Chicago, and he offers his current thoughts on music and life. Nice. He is a very, very smart guy, a nice guy. He always has been. His image is a bit gruff, which I think has been his point the whole time. But I dealt with him back when he was still Johnny Cougar. He's a guy from the Midwest, as down to earth as he could possibly be, and a really, really nice dude who got lucky and has kept it going. And now is he, his albums don't really sell much anymore.
Yeah.
He changed direction because his guys get, you know, tired of playing Jack and Diane. Enough already. But this thing will be on Netflix tomorrow night. Paul Simon has announced a farewell performance. All these people are getting old and giving it up. Elton John said his farewell thing, well, that's going to last for 3 years. Skinner announced their retirement. It's about time. But then they came back and said, no, this will last for 2 years and maybe longer. Make up your mind. Go away. Paul Simon has announced a farewell performance on July 15th in London. Now, it's hard to imagine a one show goodbye. Although when he played here at the Beale Street Music Fest, was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago.
There was a universal feeling that the show was pretty much awful, and that he was so disinterested and disengaged and couldn't have cared any less. So maybe it's time for him to chill. An incredible songwriter, but he's like in his mid-70s, and at some point you don't need to do this and you don't want to do this. So he's playing, it's being called Homeward Bound, the farewell performance. James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt will be on there, but who knows about this. This I find to be, what's the word besides annoying? The Who is one of those bands, you know, I guess Led Zeppelin probably did it right and stuck to their guns, unlike many of these bands. When John Bonham died, Led Zeppelin was pretty much kaput. He was their drummer. He was their foundation. And they played some more gigs over time, but nothing of any substance. And then Page and Plant did their tour, I guess for the money. But The Who, when Keith Moon died, that was strike one. And then when the bass player John Entwistle passed away, they should have walked away then. But Pete Townshend and Daltrey were the two guys that were the most well-known, the singer and guitar player. And they have continued and carried on despite many calls for them to just please stop it. They put a record out, maybe just a single, about 5 years ago. And I listened to it once up here, and it was so bad, I never played it. And so they keep going out and touring and doing 10, 20 shows in England or here. And it's not really The Who. It's Pete and Roger. So I guess that's okay. It's what they do. It's their job. It isn't about the money. It's about just what they do. So this is an interesting announcement that Mr. Daltrey, Roger, will perform The Who's rock opera, Tommy in its entirety on a 10-city summer tour. No mention of Pete, just Roger, which is, I would suspect, irks Townsend a bit. He'll be backed by an orchestra at each stop. The first show is in Bethel, New York. Not at the Garden in Manhattan. No, it's in Bethel, New York. So we'll see how this plays out and see if Pete tries to put the smackdown on this deal. We'll find out. Shea Flynn's coming up. We'll cover some other stories in a bit once we get around to that. Harry's Razors, the I guess becoming the biggest razor company and well-known name in the shaving business over the past couple of years. They grow by leaps and bounds as men try the product and like it and keep using it. I got one as a, just, you know, it was a, I guess it was last spring. I thought, okay, it's a razor. But then you try it and you understand that it's a different kind of a way to shave. It is extremely smooth. It's a new approach. It's a higher tech kind of a thing. But it's still very affordable and you will like it once you try it. You really can't change back. It has a, well, this set is yours for free if you want to just try it out. All you do is pay the shipping. It comes with the handle, which is nice and lightweight in your hand and fits in your hand perfectly. Mine's orange in color. The blades are the key on top. There are five of these blades engineered for a precision shave. It's smooth and all that stuff. And the trimmer blade on top for your eyebrows or your mustache or your ear hair. That monkey hair in your ear has to go, dude. Lathering shave gel, the travel blade cover, and they guarantee all of this 100%. They think you'll like it. I'm sure you will. Go to the website, harrys.com. Get it for free. All you pay is the shipping. It's all free, and they will include the post-shave bomb for free once you get the set. You pay shipping. The set is free. Harrys.com is the website. Use the code DRAKE when they ask for the code. Type in D-R-A-K-E, and the Harry's Razor trial set will come to you. Harry's.com. Add DRAKE to the code, and you're in. A little break. Shea Flynn will join us after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.